Hi guys! My name is Burns Ocasi, isa po akong dating anti-Catholic Protestant. Welcome to the Unboxing Catholicism Podcast. Alam niyo po ba na meron tayong crisis sa catechesis or crisis in catechesis? Maraming Pilipino ang umaalis sa simbahang Katolika dahil hindi nila lubusang nauunawaan ang mga turo ng pananampalataya. Join us every week as we journey together in unboxing the biblical truths and the beauty of Catholicism so that we can defend it clearly without being preachy. Hi everyone! Welcome back to Unboxing Catholicism! Kamusta po kayo? If you are watching from YouTube, Facebook Live, and Channels 1 or 24 of Kalibo Cable Network, whether you're Team Live or Team Replay, magandang umaga, hapon, tanghali po sa inyong lahat. Muli na naman tayo nagsasama-sama sa isang edisyon ng Unboxing Catholicism kung saan tinutuklas po natin ang mga yaman at katotohanan ng ating napakagandang pananampalatayang itinatag ni Kristo, ang pananampalataya sa simbahang Katolika. Ako po si Burns Ocasi, isang Catholic speaker, dating anti-Catholic Protestant. Ngayon po ay content lead ng Halo App sa Pilipinas, licensed financial consultant at kasama po ninyo kada araw ng Linggo sa pagpapalalim ng ating relasyon kay Kristo. Ngayon pong gabing ito, mga ka-unboxing, tayo po ay mayroong napaka-interesting na topic na i-unbox. Alam niyo po ba, mga ka-unboxing, kung pang ilang episode na po ng ating live broadcast ang ating gagawin ngayon? Tayo po ay nasa episode 168 na. Kung kayo po ay kasama ng Unboxing Catholicism, magpasimula pa lamang ng ating paglalakbay sa mundo ng content creation, lubos po ang aming pasasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pagsuporta sa ating programa at advokasya. Sinimulan po natin ang Unboxing Catholicism upang tulungan ang bawat Pilipino na maunawaan ang kanilang pananampalataya at maipagtanggol ito sa paraang malinaw at mahinahon. Tayo rin po ay nagpapasalamat kay Brother Bo Sanchez at sa The Abundance Network sapagkat sila rin po ang tumutulong sa ating advocacy sa post-production and distribution ng ating podcast. Mga ka-unboxing, kung saan man po kayong lupalop ng mundo naroroon ngayon, nagpapasalamat kami sa inyo and we encourage you. If you're listening on the live broadcast right now, please let us know where you're coming from para po mabati namin kayo maya-maya lamang. Siyempre, ang ating Unboxing Catholicism Live ay hindi makukumpleto kung hindi natin kasama ang isa sa aking mga co-host. Walang iba kung hindi ang may akda o guwa or creator ng nag-iisa at unang-unang conservative Catholic podcast sa ating bansa, ang The J. Aruga Show. And we have, hindi po yung manager ha, siya mismo, The J. Aruga. Hi Kuya J. Okay, hindi ko alam kung ako lang yung hindi nakakarinig, J, or may problema ang aking... Sirs, hello, J.
Ayan, okay.
Hindi natin narinig si J. We're having some technical difficulties. Habang hinihintay natin si J, mga ka-unboxing, inaanyayahan ko po kayo. Katulad ng ating nakagawian sa ating programa ay magsisimula po tayo sa isang panalangin. Alalahanin po natin, mga kaibigan, ang lahat ng biyaya na ipinagkaloob sa atin ng Poong Maykapal sa linggong nagdaan at buong pagtitiwala po nating tanggapin mula sa Panginoon ang kanyang mga pagpapalang ipagkakaloob pa lamang sa atin. Sa mga oras na ito, alalahanin natin ang presensya ng ating Diyos sa ngalan ng Ama at ng Anak at ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Panginoon na lumalang ng langit at lupa, ang nagtakda ng lahat ng bagay na nangyayari sa aming buhay, binigyan mo po kami ng kalayaan upang matuklasan namin ang iyong kaloob sa aming pamumuhay. Bigyan niyo po kami, Panginoon, ng paggabay ng Espiritu Santo upang sa aming pag-uusap ngayong gabing ito ay magkaroon po ako ng inspirasyon kasama ng lahat ng mga nakikinig ng ating programa upang mas mapalalim ang ating pag-ibig sa bukasyon na ipinagkaloob sa amin nung kami po ay itinanghal bilang niyo inyong mga anak sa sakramento ng binyag. Panginoon, pag-alabin niyo po ang aming pagnanais na maisabuhay ang aming pananampalataya sa anumang propesyon, negosyo o estado sa buhay na naroroon kami sa mga panahong ito. Pagpalain niyo po ang aming guest at lahat po ng makikinig ng programang ito nawa ay magkaroon ng pagbabago sa kanilang pagtanaw sa kanilang buhay Kristiyano sa kalagitnaan ng mundo sa pamamagitan ng episode na ito. Ang lahat po na ito ay aming samot dalangin sa matamis na pangalan ni Jesus, ang ating Panginoon at Tagapagligtas. Amen. Sa ngala ng Ama at ng Anak ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Once again, I am welcoming back our co-host for the program, Mr. J.
Hello.
Maruga.
Hello, ayun. Dinig yun ha? Yun. So,
yes,
kanina pa tayo.
Ala ko, ako lang eh.
Hindi. So, nice to be here and thanks for inviting me for another episode, Burns and mga unboxers. So, magandang gabi sa
inyo. Yes, Jay, I really honor you for being with me all throughout the entire Unboxing the Bible series. I think wala kang absent. So, good job.
May isa lang, isa lang.
Dedication. Uh-huh. Oo, isa lang. Ako rin yata may isang absent. No?
Kaya nga.
And today, we are celebrating a milestone in our advocacy. We are on our 168th episode of Unboxing Catholicism. Ooh. Grabe, no? And sobrang excited ako ngayon, Jay. Tanungin mo ako kung bakit.
Bakit, Burns? Ba't excited?
Kasi, after 2 years of doing Unboxing Catholicism, finally, no, yung aking mentor at kaibigan na kasama ko, na nagbuo ng konsepto na itong programa na ito, eh, maigigest ko sa programa. This is 2 years in the making, mga ka-unboxing. So, wag na po nating patagalin. I want to introduce to you to help us understand what it means to have a fired up life, how to live out our vocation and passion, our vocation with passion and purpose. It's my honor and privilege to introduce to you a missionary for more than 3 decades of Couples for Christ. He is a songwriter, an online Catholic content creator, and the one who helped me discover, create, and found Unboxing Catholicism. My good friend, Kirby Liaban. Hey, Kirby.
Hello, Burns. Hello, Jay. Thanks for having me here. I'm so excited. And as you mentioned, I've always had an excuse not to be here. But of course, I've always dreamt of being with you guys.
Have a fired up. Alala ko dati, Kirby, nung meron pa tayo Passion Builders show, ang batian natin is fired up. Okay, so fired up evening to you.
A fired up evening to everybody.
Yes, definitely. Patayip naman po mga ka-unboxing yung salitang fired up or yung katagang fired up para ma-excite tayo sa ating discussion this evening. Okay, siguro ang gusto kong unang itanong sa'yo or gusto kong pag-usapan natin, Kirby, is kung paano tayo nagkakilala, no? Just to help our viewers understand ano yung role mo sa Unboxing Catholicism journey. Kasi ngayon ka lang nila napapanood, pero lagi kitang nababanggit sa email, no, sa mga post. Makikita mo yan, Kuya Jay, di ba? Nandoon lagi, Kirby Liaban, Fired Up Life. So, I wanna give you this floor. Baka kasi iba yung version of your story. No?
Parang kilala ko na nga so, si Kirby, eh, based sa, ano, sa mga sinasabi lang ni Burns.
Right. So, go ahead, sige, Brother Kirby.
Yeah, about like 7 years ago, I launched my first ever book, Fired Up Life. And I thought, is it enough to really launch a book and people read it and feel parang transformed by what they have read? No, I wanted to be with those who are reading the book and of course, really have a face-to-face encounter with the people who follow the Fired Up Life because I also launched at the same time my online platform. Pero wala akong maisip na itawag sa mga sumusunod ng Fired Up Life. Fired Uppers, Fired Up Lifers. Parang ang hirap. So I thought of Passion Builders. And yung Passion Builders night na yan, this was pre-pandemic, I organized that once a month. And the goal was to really meet people who are pursuing their passion and they're trying to build it. Pero as we all know, when we pursue some of our passions, parang madali siyang mamatay, madali siyang mawala. And somehow, along the way, I found like a way to pursue our passions at the same time, still be employed, no, as a side hustle. And ang kataga ko pa nga nun was build the income you want by pursuing the you know your passion, no? So I was excited to bring that out into the world, and so one of those na attract or na magnet dun sa Passion Builders na grupo dati si Burns through actually my wife who was listening to him give a talk somewhere at my wife paid for the registration
of Burns. Thank you, Michelle. That seminar.
And Burns, when we were doing our rounds of introductions, yung sabi ni Burns na ano siya, yun nga, ano, former anti-Catholic Protestant, and he was planning to come up with a book, yung ano yun, how I Met My Mother ba yun? Pero comedy yun, di ba?
Our Mother Pero, Brought Me Home. Yun yung title our before.
Our Mother Brought Me Home. And when we heard that, we thought this is like a Rome Sweet Home version Philippines, no? So, si Scott Han, no? Am I right? Scott Han, right?
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Parang ganun, no? Parang Burns is like this young Scott Han that's up and coming. So that's how I met Burns, and since then, parang every week na kami nag-messenger, and it has been two years. Ngayon, every day na. And at first, Burns was calling me, "Uy, coach, parang sabi ko, huwag mo tawagin coach. I'm not your coach, I'm your friend, magiging magkaibigan tayo." And since that time, now we've built our platforms side by side. Later pa nabuo yung Unboxing Catholicism because I felt like if you have a message, you have to have a brand for it. Without a brand, right, it's so hard to communicate your message.
Ayan. I'd like to ask...
That's the short version of it.
Okay. I'd like to ask Kirby, kasi you have a fired up mission. Pero before that, you met Burns and you're in this was it a Catholic talk? For some reason, napunta ka doon sa Catholic talk. Have you been fired up with your faith ever since, or you have this journey as well before you become fired up sa faith? Yeah, what's your actually, faith journey?
My faith journey was I was a very, shall we say, yung ano lang. Academic approach on faith. Mm-hmm. No? So, sa college, I actually liked my religion education. Okay naman, no? Nakauno ako sa mga klase na yon. I typically like my faith, but I was not serious about it. No? I was having a more of a... Yeah, I just need to go to Mass every Sunday and that's it. No? And very, hindi naman nominal, but alam mo yung lukewarm, no, very, very lukewarm. It didn't really take it seriously. I was focused with my career and stuff and studies. No, that's typical naman. But it was not until I joined Youth for Christ when I was 17 years old that everything really changed for me. So I joined a youth camp and I realized there that Christian life can be cool. No? Kasi dati yung uso mga frats talaga, no? But I found an expression of faith that was different, that faith was fun, faith is fun, faith is passionate. And dito ako nagulat because when I became Youth for Christ and later on Singles for Christ, I was doing missions as a volunteer, no? Going to different provinces, starting Christian life programs, building communities. And later on, Jay, I felt the call to become a full-time missionary. So doon na nagsimula din yung aking pagiging full-time worker sa Couples for Christ. And sabi ko, grabe, no? I want to be a missionary. And syempre, I graduated as an engineer. So nagulat lahat. Uy, nag-missionary si Kirby. And
pareho pa na tayo, engineer din ako.
Oo, di ba? So instead of like designing these buildings or creating structures, so I wanted to be part of God's design, no? Or an instrument to design, in a sense, or build up the faith of people. So, ayan, 16 years kong ginawa yun as a full-time missionary. Wow. Then after 16 years, ano na, I focus on building my family. No? Yung aking, I have 4 kids. Of course, may misis ako. Then sabi ko, I want now to focus on building my business. No? Business. Mm. Pero you can't take the missionary out of me. You know? So nandun pa rin yung mission aspect. So I integrated my business and an advocacy, and I coined it Fired Up Life. Kasi when I started to do business, ang nadiskubre ko, grabe, ang hirap pala. People who work each and every day, they feel hindi sila motivated, they go to work but they're not passionate about, they can't find meaning and purpose. Of course, they're providing for their homes, but I found that maybe, you know, I can help fire up the faith of those who are working. At doon nagsimula ang aking advocacy to fire up people, especially in the workplace. So ganun, ganun ang aking faith journey, and I put a spirituality into motivation, no? So my platform is really spirituality or faith with motivation. So motivational speaker with the Catholic faith aspect. Wow. So that's my short version of my journey.
Amazing. And I am so honored, Jay, to be part of Kirby's guinea pigs. Hindi naman guinea pigs, pero lang Kirby. To be part of his group of students, and to tell you, unboxers, no, kung wala si Kuya Kirby, wala ding Unboxing Catholicism, because the very name itself, it came from our weeks. I don't remember now, siguro pag nag-backread kami ng conversations namin ni Kirby, it's after that Passion Builders Night. Nung nagpunta ako doon, mga ka-unboxing, litong-lito ako. Hindi ko alam kung maglo-launch ako ng platform about financial consultancy during that time, because I've been a financial consultant for 3 years already. I didn't know kung yun yung unang libro or podcast na ilo-launch ko. And then si Kirby, no, through the help of our group, yung Passion Builders group ngayon, ang tawag na dyan is Fired Up Creators. But I don't wanna spoil Kirby's story. Mamaya pa niya ikikwento. I realized that I could do podcasting. So mga ka-unboxing, si Kirby po ang sisihin ninyo. Siya po ang nagpumilit sa akin na mag-podcast. And after ko simulan yung podcast, after siguro the 10th episode, no? And naikwento ko na po ito sa inyo, mga ka-unboxing. Sabi ko, may nakikinig pa ba sa podcast natin? Itutuloy ko pa ba to? It was also Kirby who told me that content creation is like flying in an airplane. Ibabagsak ba natin yung eroplano kung isa lang yung pasahero? Syempre hindi, no? So I saw in our analytics, Jay, na okay, we have 10 listeners of the podcast during that time. And then, tinuloy natin yung podcast. And then, Kirby, once again, gave me a new challenge. Mag-live ka, Burns. Sabi ko kay Kirby, ano sasabihin ko sa live? Mag-live ka lang. Upo ka lang sa tapat ng camera. Share your story. And that's it. That and the rest is history. So, nandito na po tayo in Unboxing Catholicism. And what an honor to collaborate with Fired Up Life. Kaya mga ka-unboxing, huwag po ninyong palalakpasin itong panahon na ito, itong guesting na ito. If you have questions, if you are joining us on the live broadcast, please maximize the presence of our mentor and coach Kirby. If you have questions on business, content creation, or simply how to be motivated in life, lagay nyo na po dyan lahat ng inyong mga katanungan sa comment section. And we will be reading them later. But you know, before we continue, Kirby, I wanted to highlight something very important, okay, and ask your thoughts about this. Ikaw, medyo baliktad yung ano mo, no? So from full-time missionary, you jumped into business. Okay, I know some people, they are in a very high-paying job now, but their hearts are still restless, and they wanna completely let go of their full-time careers to jump into full-time missionary work. So what? How should you think, you know, some people blend these two? Because you said earlier, pinaghalo mo yung business tsaka yung faith. Paano ba yan? What's the right formula? Hindi ba sabi nila, money is the root of all evil? Hindi ba kasama yung business do sa evil? And of course, we know that it's not true. But how do we explain that, Kirby?
Yeah, well, of course, the love for money is the root of all evil. No? So, but if you look at it, we tend to romanticize sometimes being a missionary, no, pwedeng nating i-romanticize, no, leave everything right behind, and parang bahala na si Lord type of thinking, no, God will provide and take care of me. But our teaching in the Catholic faith is very clear about vocations, di ba? Very, very clear about the single blessedness, ano pa yon, no, being married, being a religious, and being a priest. So the big question for me is, will your decision support your vocation? Kasi kung hindi susuportahan yung vocation mo, no, it's called recklessness, no, parang kulang sa discernment, I would say, yung tipong bahala na. Kasi for example, if you're a family person, tatlo anak mo, lima anak mo, tapos sabihin mo bahala na, di ba, how will you support your family? Or even if you're a single person, and somehow your family is looking upon you to help them, di ba? At that point, baka hindi siya feasible because you have a role to play as a son or daughter to help your siblings, to help your family. Mm-hmm. So, yun yung nakikita ko na dapat titingnan muna natin yung vocation, yung state of life natin.
Right.
Yung state of life. Later on, meron din tinatawag na stage of life, di ba? So, in your stage of life, kung medyo maluwag-luwag na, no? Kasi if you look at all the religious orders, the diocesan, they're all built in a practical sense that could sustain itself, di ba? The diocesan right. priests, they have stipends, di ba? The religious, although they give everything to their communities, but they are given naman sustenance, di ba? Even till they retire, no? No, so wala silang iisipin. So even if you look at the priests and our religious, meron silang way to support their vocations. So I want to share something very fundamental that I learned from Archbishop Cruz. No? So we have actually three callings na the late Oscar Cruz. And that really was the turning point for me. If you can find this book, The Call of the Laity, because I was very interested in ano ba talaga ang gustong gawin ni Lord or what is really our mandate as lay people, di ba? Kasi minsan, kunwari tayo, di ba trabaho ng pari yan ang ginagawa nyo? Di ba? We can be told like that sometimes. So when there was something he wrote that really struck me, sabi niya there are three callings or three vocations: fundamental, complementary, and supplementary. So the fundamental calling is your baptismal calling to be in heaven, di ba? Lahat tayo called to be holy, called to be saints, called to reach heaven. So that is our fundamental calling, our baptismal calling. So dun sa tanong mo kanina, Burns, no? Will his decision check ba yung fundamental calling? O wala namang masama, di ba? To serve God, no? Wala nang problema.
Right.
So check tayo doon, no? The second is the complementary calling, which is married life, single blessedness, religious and priest. So ang question diyan, Will that support your supplemental or complementary call? Will you be the best father, husband, wife, son, daughter if you decide on that, di ba? Kasi kung if you are remiss in that role, guguho din eh. No? You will be angry at God, you will blame God, you will be bitter, you know. So hindi siya tama in a sense, hindi siya way to go about it. No? So after ng complementary call, may supplementary call. No? Supplementary call. The supplementary call is your work. The supplementary call is how you will support your complementary call so that your complementary call can support your fundamental call. So, ano siya, no? Again, no? Fundamental, then complementary, then supplementary. Mapapansin nyo, yung supplementary, parang pwedeng iba-iba ang pwede. Pero yung complementary, may sense of permanence, no? Unless kinasal ka, unless naging pari ka. No? For example, si Burns, no, mukhang wala pa namang love life, let's just say tawagin si Burns na to married life, no? So yun na yung magiging ano niya, complementary call. Pero ang anong gagawin ngayon ni Burns pag kinasal na siya? Anong gagawin ni Burns sa buhay niya? Anong trabaho ang papasukin niya para he can be the best father and husband? Okay,
amen.
So ganun pa rin, I would see it that way, ng supplementary call. So if we don't see that, magiging ano siya, disorderly ang ating approach in our discernment pag walang structure na ganun. So going back to your question, Burns, kung check ba tayo doon, no? Are we saying yes to God in all these three aspects? Kung yes, I can say that can be a framework for decision making.
Galing ng ano, na mind blown ako, Kirby, galing. And it's hard to find the purpose kahit married ka na. By default kasi, like, kung married ka, na-explain mo to kanina sa complimentary call is for your wife and kids, di ba? But if you're not religious or you're secular, it's definitely hard to come up with these callings, especially for your family. As Catholics, alam natin na yung fundamental call natin, yung sinabi mo nga, is to bring yourself and to be saints and to bring your family to heaven. How do we bring this message to our brothers and sisters, especially yung mga secular? Dito ba papasok sa supplementary call yon, yung to evangelize?
Yeah, definitely, you know, as lay people, no, we have to embrace our secularity kasi we are the ones in the world but not of the world. Diba, dati in the medieval times, parang people wanted to go to the mountains to be holy. But later on, in Vatican II, no, in Vatican II, parang, hey, be in the world. No? How can we change the world if you're not in it? No? And definitely, the priests and religious, they're in a sense, they have their role to play also. But tayo yung nasa corporate, nasa business, nasa government, we are inserted, no, we are permeated into the systems of the world, no? So we are 99% of the population. Kumbaga. So how else can we change the world if we ourselves will not strive for holiness? At yun yung sinasabi ko, Jay, yung supplementary call natin, which is the third level of calling. That's where you should be able to be a witness. That's where you should be able to practice your being a Cristiano, no? To be a good Christian in the workplace. Eh, anong mangyayari kung ikaw, you're Catholic, and pagdating sa workplace, ikaw yung bugnutin sa Monday, ikaw yung walang gana, ikaw yung nagre-reklamo, ikaw yung nagpo-post na, galing. Ay, back to reality, Monday na naman.
Oo nga.
I would say this way, no? We are called in communion on Sunday, no? Gathered as a church. So that we can do mission on Monday.
Right.
But what happens, no? Pagsabi at the end of the Mass, okay, go forth. Tapos sasabihin natin sa ating work sa Monday, ay, back to reality. Sana weekend na ulit. How can we be missionaries in the workplace?
Yes.
If that's our attitude as Catholics. So if we want to unbox our passion and purpose for our work, your work, it may not be easy. Probably your work is not something you've dreamt of doing. Probably your work is very ordinary. Probably your
mundane,
work is
boring,
high pressure, stressful. But hey, guess what? That is also your calling. And
amen.
That's where God put you right now. Diyan ka nilagay. And the big question is, how will you show that you're passionate about that work? Because that work is the one providing for your complementary call that will eventually lead you to your fundamental call. Diba? So, ganun, no? So, eto, kasi I've been serving in community for a long time. And I see the gap of those who are passionate about serving the church, no? Parang gustong-gusto nila yung mag-choir, gustong-gusto nila yung mag-silbi sa misa, na mag-reader, or mag-join ng community, pero ayaw na ayaw nila. No? Ang term nila, istorbo naman yung trabaho sa ating service. So I see this gap. Now, you don't have to hate your work. Yes, your work is difficult. But your work can be your gateway to salvation.
Amen.
Because yun yung witnessing eh. Hindi naman lahat called to go out to be missionaries and be sent all over the world. No, I've experienced that. No? I've been sent to different countries while I was a missionary. So after 16 years, I felt like I would want now to be a missionary to the workplace. So kaya yun yung ginawa kong negosyo. No? I put up a training consultancy where I can meet employees and fire them up. So far, mga 90 businesses yung mga nakausap ko. And I found their sentiments, no, yung that talagang they could not connect their passion and their purpose to what they're doing. They're just there to earn the money, of course, and the noble act of providing for the family is there, but they don't realize that hey, diyan ka tinatawag para maging banal. that's where you're called to unbox the faith. No, where you are at.
Amen.
So ganun.
Ang ganda pero, ng segue mo dun.
You have to be fired up in the workplace, di ba?
Yeah,
you can unbox the faith to them. And that faith is the gift of our... Well, that faith is the gift that we can give to them. Diba?
Wow, Kirby, such a powerful blessing this message would be to a lot of people. But, of course, there are thousands, if not millions of people who have done this phenomena called quiet quitting. I think na-experience ito sa buong mundo noong 2021 up until early or late 2022. I don't even know if I should consider myself part of it because I quit sa work after 6 years. I'm not really quit as in iniwan ko lang, no? I resigned from, as you know, unboxers, no? I changed careers. So, Kirby, what should be the breaking point? Like, when is enough enough? For someone na nabanggit mo kanina, no? Hirap na siya sa work niya, frustrated siya. Okay, he really or she really wants to love his work as a gateway to salvation. Pero something's not clicking, you know? I mean, parang talagang he feels like either the Lord is calling her or him to some other place or baka talagang burnout siya sa current work niya. How can we help these people unbox his further potentialities in that situation?
For me, you know, God gave us the freedom to choose. Yun yung part and parcel of His love for us. He loves us. And you cannot truly love a person until you give that person freedom. Ayun, sa mga may, ano dyan, mga relationship dyan. But, you know, so God loves us. He gives us the freedom. And of course, we are allowed to choose careers where we can feel can feel most fulfilled. No? So, the best scenario would be to do a job that you truly love. Na parang you're not working, na parang ano ka, NBA player ka. No? So, you're earning millions and you're dunking the basketball. No? You're living the life, di ba? Parang ganyan. So, I think that would be the best scenario. If you can find that path, then that's great. No? So, I'm trying to build that path for myself. That's why I'm concentrating on being an author. I'm concentrating on being a guide for content creators. I'm trying to build a business out of what I love, right? So I'm trying to build towards that, no? And I would say we can do that. I, you know, you have your main job that which you probably are a bit suffering, may mortification, merong marami kang grasya na kukuha kasi maraming sacrifices na pwede mong itaas kay Lord. No? Maraming mga taga-purgatory na naangat dahil sa pag-offer mo ng sacrifices mo. No? But on the side, you can build something that you love also. And I believe that, no? Until mag-grow yung side hustle mo, yung passion project mo, beyond your current job. Pero kung hindi nang mangyayari yun, that's totally fine. That's okay. No, kasi that's the opportunity that is presented to you right now. Now, kung walang ibang opportunity, then you leave that job, tapos maghihirap ka, mahihirapan yung pamilya mo, I don't think that's a well-discerned decision. So, I would say, you know, use your freedom. But look at the principles that the church is giving us. Look at as long as you do not sin, di ba? Yun yung una. As long as you do, baka ang lilipatan mo na career ay makasalanan, you cheat and you have right. All this bibigyan ng pera yung pamilya mo pero kapalit doon yung ano mo, yung fundamental call mo, di ba? Yung call to holiness, hindi naman tama yun, di ba? So that's what I'm really pointing at. Na ano siya, you know, follow God's call. No, we can't have a 100% foolproof discernment. Yun yung problema ng maraming tao. Hindi sila makapag-desisyon kasi dapat sigurado. And I learned from the Jesuits, there's like really no 100% foolproof discernment. There's just what we call a good discernment. Good discernment siya. That you felt that this is where God is calling you. You felt that this is where you are led to, no, there's peace there, no? But hindi siya 100% in a sense. Kasi kahit dinesisyonan mo na yan, you have to follow through with that decision to make that decision a good decision. Diba? So, ganyan.
I get it.
Yeah. So, just to conclude.
Sige, you finish your thought. Yeah.
Conclude lang. I mean, use your freedom. Second, pray about your direction. Find peace there. Then third, do what is good. Do what is good. Follow what our scripture and our gospel values are.
I'm interested, Kirby, dun sa ano, sa pag-discern. Kasi sometimes, you can go full on faith eh, di ba? Parang yung kwento nga ni Mother Angelica, di ba? Parang bumili siya ng satellite dish tapos it's 100% faith. Wala pang ano, wala pang magbabayad dun sa dish. Do we still have Kirby? Bert, you're on mute.
Yeah, sige lang. Let's continue. He will reconnect, yes. I suppose.
Yeah, so maganda yung sinabi ni Kirby Burns eh. And that's one thing that I'm struggling with eh. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang I'm discerning. And sometimes sinasabi natin, God tells us to do this. God tells us to do that. And yourself, I'm sure, parang when you left your job,
yeah,
parang you feel that this is the calling ni Lord eh. And true enough, you napunta ka sa hollow and that's a good decision. So at what point kaya siya magiging ano, yung next question ko kay Kirby, is this blind faith or is this a full, well thought of discerned decision na ano? That's what I'd like to ask Kirby later. How's the thought process sa pag-discern and how do we make sure that this is the goal? Ganda naman sinabi ni Kirby kanina. I like the fundamental calling, yung complementary calling and right. supplemental calling. Dami ko natutunan dun sa mga sinabi ni Kirby na yan. How about you, Burns? What are the things that you've learned so far?
Yeah, I agree with one of our live viewers now. No, sabi ni Sheng, "Diyan ako tinawag para maging banal." Maganda yun. Because a lot of people are thinking na for you to become a saint or for you to become holy, you have to let go of your secular identity. No, huwag kang makinig sa music na hindi Christian or hindi Catholic music. Huwag kang magpa-party. Huwag kang iinom ng ala kasi nakakalasing yan. Of course, nakakalasing yan. And hindi tayo pwedeng malasing, no? Huwag kang pupunta sa ganitong lugar. Okay, of course, we have to avoid the near occasions of sin. But we have to love, in the words of Saint Jose Maria Escriva, the guy you are seeing here, no? Si Lolo Jose. Ang sinasabi niya sa atin, we have to passionately love the world. And I think that's what Kirby is also sharing with us. Ito, sobrang humble kasi ni Kirby, hindi niya to nabanggit, no? Unboxer si Kirby po ay nagsusulat na ng kanyang dissertation. He is a doctor of theology.
Ooh.
So magiging doctor Liaba na po yan. And we've been chatting about his dissertation. Perhaps we can ask him about it. It's about the theology of work. There is such a thing as making our work holy and helping others to be holy through that work. So, if this is something very relevant, Jay, because a lot of young people are soul searching. A lot of young people want to quit their jobs. A lot of young people want to start businesses. And yet, there is this nagging thought. Number one, am I doing the will of God? Number two, am I falling in love with earning? And is there something evil about this? Alam mo yun, parang kapag ka-Catholic, parang feeling nila, ang dumi-dumi ng pera. Whereas we can sanctify money, no? We can sanctify business. So I think this is a very good perspective for all of us to reflect on and to think about. And the best thing here, Jay, we're not inventing anything here. These are all teachings of our faith, teachings of the Bible, the teachings of the church. So yeah, let me read other thoughts that you have, that our audience have. But ikaw, Jay, what are your thoughts so far?
Yeah, ang ganda nung sinabi mo. And yun nga part yung lagi nating sinasabi dito sa unboxing, that part yung suffering sa pagiging Katoliko, and minsan we do suffer sa ating workplace. And bagay sinabi ni Kirby kanina na we could take these opportunities to offer it up to the Lord para dun sa mga, ano, sa mga souls in purgatory. Ang ganda ng sinabi ni Kirby na yan. So, galing, galing.
Amen.
So, I think he's back.
Yes, Kirby's back. But before before I go to him, I wanted to share a thought that came to my mind, no, just to piggyback on what Jay said earlier. Kirby, we were chatting about what you shared so far, and you know, I spilled the tea that you are taking your doctoral in theology and that you're writing a dissertation on the theology of work. So tell us a little bit about that. But you know, guys, I wanted to highlight to our audience this very important Christian truth. Work, even though it has toil or suffering, is not punishment. It's part of God's plan for us. Notice, mga ka-unboxing, iko-connect ko to sa ating Unboxing the Bible series, ah. Doon sa early world, do sa first few episodes ng ating Bible study, we would see that even before the fall of man, we have been given by God this mandate to till the earth and subdue it. No? So, part of God's plan yung ating pagtatrabaho. So, pwede nating pabanalin yan kasi parte po yan ng plano ng Diyos. No? Do you have any thoughts on that, Kirby? Because this is actually your dissertation. So, walk us through your theology of work.
Okay, so fundamentally, our God is a God who works. Diba?
Amen.
And in fact, creation is still ongoing.
Right.
God is not done with creation yet. No, 7 days he created everything. But the world, he continuously works in our lives. No, he's still creating us, you know, working through us, di ba? So our God is a God who works. And definitely, if you look at work itself, it brings us dignity. Kaya, anong bang nararamdaman mo kung hindi ka nakakapag-work, di ba? Or you're not able to do something meaningful. Parang you lose a sense of dignity, nawawalan ka ng gana, nawawalan ka ng value. That is why it's very important that we are able to provide livelihood, no, for the men. If you look at a lot of our depressed areas, di ba, pag hindi nagtatrabaho yung mga lalaki, ang mga babae yung nagtatrabaho, and a lot of these men become criminals. Kasi idle hands, di ba? It's idle hands. And try to find the easy way out. So the criminal life is the easy way, is the quick solution to things. Okay, so if you look at it, work is really helping us to be led to our fundamental call, which is our baptismal call. Now, ito yung sinusulat ko na dissertation na sana matapos na next year kasi I've been at it na. Kasi yung aking thesis there is accompaniment in the workplace. Wala kasi masyadong efforts in the workplace to accompany those who are working para mabigyan sila ng support environment to in their faith. But I see a lot of initiatives. For example, businesses who have chapels and are actually having mass there once a week. Diba? That's some effort. How about those small groups? Like, kunwari, Couples for Christ is very strong in Meralco. They have a community there that, apart from their work, they are supported spiritually, mentally, emotionally in a group called Couples for Christ. At lumaki yung grupo na yun, and it became a source of life. And at the same time, it's beneficial for the business because they will have motivated employees. That's what a lot of employers don't see. That if you motivate your staff spiritually, you will have good employees, honest employees, employees who have formation. Kaya ako, one of our friends, si James, di ba? Aranya. Kaibigan niya, I gave like 8 sessions for 8 months. No, I call it Passion 8 to give them values formation. At the same time, it's actually work related as well. So ganyan, no? The theology here is that our God is a God who works in our lives. Hindi siya tumitikil ng pagtrabaho, no? And of course, work brings us the dignity. And the third part really is that the work itself is a venue for holiness. It's an opportunity for holiness. If you do your work well, then that is a work of sanctification. Eva Burns? So,
beautiful. Beautiful.
It isn't ordinary. So you don't have to be a podcaster to be holy. You don't have to write a book to be holy. You don't have to be a priest to be holy. You have to be just who you are right now doing what you're supposed to do as a good Christian. So, ayan, if it's the workplace, if it's your business, be honest, pay your taxes. If it's an employee, if you're an employee, wag kumuha ng extra bond paper para ibigay sa anak. So, mga ganyan, mga maliliit na mga bagay na that can allow us to feel that God is working through us. And of course, you read the gospel daily and you let the gospel affect your work. And not only that, para sa sarili mo lang, the challenge here talaga, Jay and Burns, is do we accompany other people in the workplace who are struggling? No? Or kanya-kanya na, bahala na. No? Do we actually support other people who are struggling in their faith kung nasa workplace na sila? Kasi definitely, a lot of people give up. A lot of people quit. A lot of people are stressed. So how do we now, as Catholics, give that support environment to other people as a form of ministry? Ayan. Amen. Kasi alam mo, a lot of programs start in the workplace and eventually it dies. Marami namang initiatives pero hindi nasusustain. And the idea here is how do we create that environment, now that faith environment where we're working.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dahil lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Galing ng ano ng sinabi ni Kirby, and ako mismo sa workplace napapansin ko yung mga nag-quit is yung mostly wala ng community.
Walang support system.
Wala ng support system. And minsan parang may isa sa barkada niyang umalis, tapos biglang nagsialisa na yung barkada until nawala na silang lahat. But ang nakikita kong yung nagtatagal sa office is sila yung tight yung ano, yung bonding nila with the barkada. And nabanggit mo, Kirby, I'm interested on ano eh, kasi it's sad na puro quitting yung pinag-usapan natin eh.
But, oo nga, sorry na.
But how do we discern kung ano yung when to quit? Kasi we can go through like 100% faith. Example ko kanina kay Burns is si Mother Angelica, di ba, nung nag-order siya ng satellite dish. Wala siyang pera. She just prayed. Yung lahat ng mga nuns nag-pray. Sinagot naman ni Lord. But not all of us are Mother Angelica na we could go through we could give this ano parang faith na lang para si Lord na bahala. How do we discern what to do? Alis ba tayo or mananatili? And what to do next? Yun yung ano, yun yung gusto kong tanongin. Does it involve like kailangan ba may talent ka rito? Or baka marami ng questions itong tinatanong ko, pero yung mga discernment muna on what to do next.
Yeah, how do we make sure? For me, this is what I've learned through my 44 years of life. No? Una, we have to use all faculties kasi regalo ng Diyos sa atin yan. Yung sinasabi natin na, sige, let's go for it, bahala na. No? More of the ano yan, gut feel yan eh. No? Maybe we're spiritualizing a bit there, but baka gut feel lang yun. Yun lang yung gusto mo talagang gawin.
Yeah.
Pero yung heart, no, yung emotions, but we are also intellectual people. We have been given intellect, di ba? So kailangan pag-isipan din natin yung do's and don'ts or the pros and cons of our decision, di ba? And another aspect would be the people that are surrounding you. Ano ba ang advice nila? Ano ba ang tingin ng mga mentors mo? Ano ba ang tingin ng mga ninong mo sa kasal, sa binyag, sa ang dami talagang venue. So sa akin may 7 points talaga doon eh, no, yung we can consult different aspects, no, in terms of our discernment. Pero para sa akin talaga, consider everything, all your faculties, then have a temporary decision, okay? So, may temporary decision ka after considering everything, then bring it to prayer. No, so yung stirrings of the heart. No, may stirrings of the heart. Kasi minsan, no matter how we rationalize also, pero kung yung tawag ng Diyos ay dyan din, dyan ka rin papunta, parang that's where really the Lord is tugging you strongly, then minsan the future is hard to rationalize. Si Lord lang nakakaalam din. So what I'm saying here, Jay, is I agree, no, that there are certain decisions that might also be si Lord lang nakakaalam, and this is His mission for you, and He reveals certain things lang kasi baka pag ni-reveal niya yung lahat ng plano, baka mag-back out ka, no? So later, as you build your faith, doon mo pa marirealize
na
you're doing these things, no? So unti-unti, no, just like
galing
lamps na pag naglalakad ka, parang kay Lord, bumubo ka lang yung street lamp kung saan ka na, no? He doesn't show everything yet, no? So just follow kung saan niya binubuksan yung ilaw sa ngayon, no? So but at the same time, don't lose that sense of practicality, because right, we really have to sustain ourselves, and without that practical sustenance and puro gung-ho ano lang conviction, baka madapa tayo later, and that will cause a lot of resentment against God. Sabi mo, Lord, aalagaan mo ako. Sabi mo, Lord, pag sinunod kita,
you will provide.
Bahala ka na, no? So a lot of people who make these decisions have that kind of strained relationship with God towards later on in their lives. Okay. So we want to avoid that also. So I mean, we are free. We can follow what we sense that God is calling us to do, but at the same time, be familiar with His voice. Yun lang, no? And don't be close to how others might guide you, especially those people who love you. Ultimately, you will have to make that decision. And at the end of your life, sana wala yung tipong when you look back, when you're 84 and you look back and you said, sana ginawa ko to. So if you feel like ako, like if I didn't write these books, baka pagdating ng 90 ko, I should have written those books that I felt that should have been written. Ngayon hindi ko na maisip yun. Parang ganyan, no?
Right.
So I mean, look into the future, imagine that scenario, kasi one of our faculties is imagination also. So you envision yourself in the future when you look back. Ako, kunwari, I have to finish my PhD. You know, this is very hard to do for me with the business, with the family, with the advocacy. But this is something, pag hindi ko siya natapos, I will really regret it. So, kaya ako, hindi pa rin ako bumibitaw dun sa path na yun. Kahit minsan, ang hirap gawin at this point in my life.
Thank you for that reminder, Kirby. Alam niyo, mga ka-unboxing, I've been promoting sa show natin sa podcast yung series ni Pope Francis that he's doing every Wednesday on discernment, and practically Kirby summarized everything that the Pope has said so far, that in discernment hindi pa pwedeng puso lang, no? It has to be a whole person approach. Sabi ni Pope Francis sa kanyang catechesis on discernment, we have to take into consideration human means and supernatural means, no? So nandiyan yung faith, nandiyan yung pagpaplano, nariyan yung ating intelligence, nandiyan yung emotions. Kirby, mahalaga yung emotions. No? We have to listen to our heart's desires. At the same time, try to see how we respond to different situations. So napakaganda na itong whole conversation on discernment. And I remember, I think, Kirby, this is something that we've been talking about on air and even in our Samgyupsal sessions. And yeah, this is something we would definitely unbox more. But you mentioned stuff about your book. And just as a personal testimony about this book, Kirby, when I was your new friend, I was reading The Fired Up Life habang nakapila sa LRT, habang nasa FX, no, nasa shuttle. And that helped me receive lights on my discernment on how I should be doing Unboxing Catholicism. Of course, we don't have the whole day to talk about the beautiful nuggets of truth from that book, But could you tell us what our viewers can learn from that particular book? And then later, perhaps, I hope we still have time, walk us through your other book, which I have here, the 365 one that you are about or you're currently printing, Fired Up to Create, because all of these unboxers, lahat yan mga guideposts along the way that has really helped me in my own personal journey of faith, business, personal development, and content creation. And I can't wait for you guys to also benefit from Kirby's works.
Yeah. You know, I'm a frameworks type of guy. So when I approach something big, like the Fired Up Life, I put them into simple frameworks where people can apply it in their lives. So tatlo lang po yung framework ng the Fired Up Life to be able to, you know, live out your vocations with passion and purpose. Number one is discover your fire. Yung discovery, you know, ang sarap ng ang buhay ay sumasarap kasi there is that element of mystery, di ba? Yung right. What could be in the future, saan ba ako magaling, what is my calling, and that makes us very human, and that actually leads us to prayer. So that first pillar there is to discover your fire is about knowing your mission. We've always heard this before na in companies or even in your personal life, have a mission statement. But you know, yun talaga. Kailangan natin ng mission statement. In my case, I call it in my book, purpose statement. Hmm. And that purpose statement should include your vocation, no, who you are, no, who you are, your vocation, and what you think is your complementary and supplementary call. Ayan. So, ilalagay mo yan ngayon no? Sa discover your fire. In other words, sa first pillar na yan, kailangan ma-pin down mo sino ka. No? Sino ako? Kasi if you don't know who you are, then everything else, no, all your decisions will be affected. You will always say yes to everything or no to everything. Okay, either that. Pag alam mo kung sino ka and what you're called to do in your mission, you will say yes to things that are so aligned with who you are and how God created you to be. So yun yung first pillar, Burns. Discover your fire. Ano ba yung... your passions are there for a purpose. So, ano yun? Ano yung passion na yan? What is your hierarchy of passions then? Ano yung right. passion na uunahin mo na makakapag-benefit dun sa vocation mo, whether single life or married, no? Second is, build your fire. No, kanina, mission. Ngayon, mastery. Nakita mo na yung calling mo, sige, ako, I want to be an author and speaker. So, how do I build my fire? How can I master being an author and a speaker? Number one, I study my theology para may continuous input, no? May continuous mastery of knowledge, may formation. You also do that, Burns, in your community, di ba? Meron kang formation. And of course, Jay is also reading a lot of stuff. So, you're trying to master your message, no? You're trying to master your craft. Kung ikaw ay a taekwondo master, di ba? So, gusto mo from white belt to black belt to first dan, second dan, third dan, whatever. So, iba-iba, iba-ibang trabaho. No? Kung nasa akadim ka, gusto mo ng mag-masters, mag-PhD, whatever path you are called to, try to be at your best in those things. Be the best of who you can be. So, i-master mo yung kung saan ka magaling. Galing ka sa programming, di, dyan ka, galingan mo. Kung magaling ka sa paggawa ng WordPress website, kung ikaw pinaka-ano dyan, sige, ibuhos mo dyan. Kung magaling ka sa content creation, vlogger ka, then, you know, master it. Build your fire because that's how you will honor God. You will honor God by, you know, binigyan ka ng talents, di ba? Yung sa parable of the talents. Anong ginawa mo sa talents mo? Tinago ko, Lord. Mm-hmm. So, what you want to do is to multiply that. You want to build that and really bless the world with that. Which brings us to our third point, which is to spread your fire. Now, how can you now bring your mastery into ministry? Okay? Ministry. Oh. Kasi maraming magagaling dyan na build nila yung expertise nila. Pero hindi sila nagkaroon ng ministry where they can help other people. Diba? And ministry is also transcendence. Diba? Sa hierarchy of needs ni Maslow, bago right. siya namatay, yung sa dulo, self-actualization. Diba? Yeah. Isang unpublished daw is transcendence. And that is ministry. When you go beyond yourself, as Christ has showed in the Gospels, that is transcendence, self-transcendence, and that is ministry. Kaya napapansin mo, those who serve the church, those who help the poor, those who have a mission, those who have an advocacy, their joy cannot be quantified. Their joy cannot be measured. Diba? Because they are now in that ministry, which they have strived to master in a sense, no? Yung kanilang gift, because it's their mission. So that's the fired up life in a nutshell. Discover your fire, build your fire, and spread your fire. Mission, mastery, and ministry. Kaya si Burns, sa dami ng librong nabasa nito, sa daming formation na kukuha nito, itong Unboxing Catholicism is ministry. This is ministry.
Galing. We're about sa end ng episode. Kirby, thanks sa lahat ng wisdom na binigay mo. And I'm excited to see a lot of our unboxers na nagbabaga na sa pagiging sobrang fired up. But before sila magbaga, of course, lahat ng mga baga nagsisimula sa maliit na ningas, sa ember. And what can we ask ourselves? And what can we ask ourselves para magsimula tong ember na ito at maging isang malaking apoy, maging fired up life? How can we start this ember? And what can we take away from this episode to ask ourselves before ito maging malaking apoy?
So, yeah. First, look into your gifts. All of us have gifts. You may not be the best speaker, or you may not have the wealth of Elon Musk, no? But what are your gifts? Diba, siguro magaling kang magkwento. Siguro magaling kang mag-alaga. Siguro magaling kang makinig. So that can be that ember. Acknowledge first God's gift to you. Sabi nga, di ba? You have to activate your charism. Yun muna. The charism, identify it. Pag wala kang self knowledge, ask your friends, saan ba ako magaling? Yun muna kung wala kang, di mo nakikita yung galing mo, baka may in a sense natatakot ka, na you're afraid of being given a compliment. Ask them, saan sa tingin mo magaling ako? Then second, pag na-pinpoint mo na yan, ayan, fan the flame. Master it. Study it. Watch 1,000 YouTube videos about it. Listen to all the podcasts about it. Apply it. Make mistakes. Fail in it as many times as you can. Because those who fail the most will succeed the greatest, diba? So then, of course, after you fan the flame, you share the flame and be a light to the world.
Wow.
So, set the world on fire, di ba? Ite in flamate. No? Go set the world in fire. No?
Amazing.
So, ano lang, you know, do as the saints have been doing. The blueprint is in the lives of the saints. Saint Paul. Grabe, di ba? Saint Paul studied his theology and made his Jewish theology made into, he became the first theologian. Saint Paul, the apostle. And yung galing niya sa pagte-tent making, ginawa niyang sustenance sa kanyang ministry, no? So hindi lang siya tipong bahala ka na Lord, no? Sabi ni Lord, paggawa ka ng tent, no? Para mabuo mo yan, para hindi ka kawawa diyan. And you could see the ministry he did, talagang he became
one of amen
the, right, not the right. First missionaries na umikot sa mga lugar-lugar, di ba? Very inspiring. Saint Paul, one of my of the things that I really pray to and look up to.
Sakto. Amen. Si Saint Paul ang next na pag-aaralan natin sa Unboxing the Bible.
So, grabe, everything is aligned. And you know, once we start discussing the book of Acts, I will invite Kirby once again because that's one of his favorite parts of the scripture. So public invitation, he cannot say no to it. De joke lang. Nag-yes na yan.
Yes. I will say yes.
If you guys want a part 2 of this Fired Up Life discussion, guys, comment part 2 dyan sa comment section. If you want Kirby to discuss more of this Fired Up Life, how we can, you know, really be motivated in discovering our mission, our ministry, etc., let us know. And finally, Kirby, a lot of our viewers are wondering now. One of them is Kuya Lito, no? Sabi niya rito, Brother Kirby, paano makaka-avail ng book? And I feel like this is the best start for all of our unboxers to get fired up, to read your first book, and that's a rabbit hole already. So how do we... Yeah, go ahead, Kirby.
Maybe I want to explain first why I wrote the books. No? Ito una talaga is the foundation. No, if you want to follow my books, ito yung una. This is how you can discover your fire, you know, build your fire and spread your fire, right? So the second one is a supplement to that. Ito yung mga walang time magbasa, pero yung isang araw lang, gusto ma-fired up. So it's like a devotional for Catholics who want to get fired up at work. So this is a more of, the tone is John Maxwell with a Catholic spirituality, something like that.
Yes.
So ang daming nakakagusto sa librong to, and it gave them a lot of fire and courage and hope. The third book is if you want to spread your fire na, no? Content creation, the best way to spread your message, to spread your passion, to spread your business is to be a content creator these days. Guys, nasa kamay nyo lang ang evangelization ngayon. Nasa kamay nyo. Ano bang ginagawa nyo with that tool? No? Sabi nga, St. Paul would give an arm and a leg just to have the internet today. No?
Yes.
Kung meron lang. Now, we have that tool and we have to create content, whether it's a book that you've read or some realization. So I teach that here. The third book, well, the fourth book is also about spreading your fire, becoming a speaker. Maraming natatakot sa public speaking, sa preaching, sa pag-evangelize. That's my fourth book. Coming on Wednesday, lalabas na from the printer. But it's now for sale there in our website. So Burns, maybe you can share the link. Ito pala, no? Just go to this link. Now, unboxingcatholicism.com/firedup life, because Unboxing Catholicism is one of my partners here in the Fired Up Life. So go there so that you can get an exclusive unboxing discount. Okay.
Ooh, wow.
You'll get 10% off all my books if you use this link exclusively. 10% siya. So I don't offer that to anybody, but because Burns is a really good friend and I love the show, and I'm part of building up the show in the initial stages, so I really love the show. So and I hope the unboxers can really find epiphany moments while reading my books.
I had a lot of those. That's why we have done this ministry. Thank you so much, Kirby. Everything happened in God's plan. You know what, Michelle, your wife missed that talk that I gave. I was invited by Feast Ortigas to talk to the homeschooled kids. All of Kirby's children are homeschooled. His wife was there, but they all missed my talk, you know. And then I accidentally met Michelle outside. I think there was a fair there, and then Michelle just told me, you know, Burns, I was so interested about your talk, but I missed it. Can you give me the gist? And right there and then, I told Michelle, you know, I gave her a 15-minute summary of my book. And then when she discovered my story of being a former anti-Catholic Protestant, she told me, you know, you should meet my husband, Kirby. You know, he wrote a book that would really change many people's lives, and I think it will change yours too. And it did. So thank you so much for being a gift to me, to our family, and a gift to the church and the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kirby Liaban of the Fired Up Life. Palakpakan naman natin, mga kaboxing.
Thank you.
Ito na, Kerbs. Ang dami na nagre-request ng part 2. Tingnan natin yung ating comment section, no?
Ayan.
Oh. I'm sure Kirby will say yes to this.
Go kailangan ahead, talaga Jay, natin ng part 2. No. Definitely kailangan natin ng part 2 dahil as a content creator myself, ang dami kong tanong kay Kirby on content creation. Yes, so definitely you need a part 2.
Amen. Kirby. Alam nyo, si Kirby, he's the type na nasa jeep lang or nasa motorsiklo. He will start creating reels right there and then. Ako, I have to plan my reels. I have to think about it. But he does it like, you know, naalala ko tuloy when we had lunch with Kuya Bo Sanchez. Maya-maya si Kuya Bo, bigla lang naglabas ng phone. Nag-live lang siya. And Kirby's like that. He's like, where do these guys get all these ideas? So guys, I'm sure we could unbox that in the next episode. So maraming pong salamat sa inyong pagtutok sa isa na namang episode ng Unboxing Catholicism Live. And at this point, we will start reading the questions and all of the greetings that we have in the comment section. So if you are still live with us, please stick around and join us in the upcoming conversation. We're going to do this in the next 10 to 15 minutes. So ito na, Kuya Jay, alam mo naman, kapag ka
malamang mahaba yan.
Magbabasa. Okay. Tayo na.
Game.
Okay. Tinagalog ni Kuya Ipe yung ating topic today, no?
Okay. Sabi ni Kuya Ipe, papag-alabin ang anumang masidhing na piling adikay ng ating hinangad na gawin sa ating buhay. Living out your our vocation with passion and purpose. So salamat sa pag-translate.
Nung sumida ko doon, nung sumida ko.
Oh, nung sumida. Sabi ni Kat Gassis, love the topic tonight. Grateful for the chance of being here right now, listening to all of you. Thank you, Kat. We miss you.
Thank you, Kat.
Okay. Ito, maiksi lang ako na. Sabi ni Kuya Edwin, very inspiring. I now have a renewed perspective on my daily job. You know, isang tao lang na magkaroon ng panibagong renewed perspective bukas, araw ng Lunes, masayang-masaya na tayo. Salamat, Kuya Edwin. Mm-hmm. Ayan, oh. Kuya Jay.
Yes, sabi ni Ipe Sancho, the topic put my perspective to the right direction. It reaffirmed my commitment and actions being a member of Extraordinary Ministry of Holy Communion. Thanks, Brother Kirby. Yes, thanks.
Thank you, Ipe.
Yan, sabi rin ni Kuya Ipe, in suffering, faith, perseverance, transform the pain to glory and happiness if we stay online, observing obedience of whatever life we are called for, to God be the glory. And natuwa ako sa comment ni Tandang at Tilapia ni Marco Jose, no? Pwede daw uminom, basta swabe lang. Opo, pwede po uminom, wag lang magpapakalasing. Oo. Alam nyo, funny and interesting story, I'm sure Kirby or Jay would already know about this. Dati pala ang kape ay banned, no, sa mga Catholics, until a particular pope, you know, tasted it. I forgot kung sinong pope yan, baka alam ni Kirby, because before it was a drink known to be a drink of infidels, no? Sabi ng Catholic the Catholic talk show, pinanood ko kahapon because I've been geeking out on coffee lately because of Kirby's influence, Kuya Jeric din, si Pads Albert, but it's an on and off interest nung 2016 pa yan, mga ka-unboxing, no? Anyway, sinabi doon, nung natikman daw ng Santo Papa, nung time na yun, yung kape, sabing gano'n ng Santo Papa, and there are records stating this, no, so hindi ko po ito iniimbento. This is a bitter drink from Satan. But it tastes so good that I don't like only pagans and infidels to benefit from it. No, so we have to make this holy. In other words, coffee, you know, was sanctified, meaning naging parte na siya ng ating kultura. Hindi na siya isang drink na ina-associate sa paganism. And I think the same can be said of beers, whiskey, no? I think Catholic monks were instrumental in creating these alcoholic drinks. And there's nothing wrong in them, in themselves. But if we get drunk, kapag ka naging occasion of sin na, mortal sin po yan. Kailangan nating ikumpisal pag tayo'y nalasing.
Yes, okay. Mga Benedictines, sila yung ano, may brewery sila.
Yun. Huwag po tayong kakabahan dyan, ha? Okay, mamaya, sige Kirby, baka you can be the one to read this bilang guest ka namin.
Sige, knowing God's voice naman in our experience when we took the leap of faith last year by obeying God in going back home for good, knowing that my husband will have to leave his job. True enough, God works His ways when we took that one step forward. What a sweet reminder of His goodness and faithfulness as we trust Him. Thank you, Kat.
Yan. Ito, sabi, tinamaan ang old self ko sa sinabi ni Kirby na pag-uwi ng bond paper from the office. Isama mo pa ang brown envelope. Sorry po. Okay lang yan, Kat. At least now you realize, no? Before I move on to another question here, I wanted to address yung question mo kanina, Jay, nung nawala si Kirby, no? Na-disconnect siya. And we were talking about, is there a way to prepare, let's say you're transitioning to a new job? And I forgot to say kanina, and I've been talking to Kirby about this and other friends who consult me as well. As a financial planner, yung rule of thumb talaga dyan is you don't resign without anything to back you up. As in, total zero, no? You have to make some plans, and planning is biblical, no? Storing or saving is biblical. You would see that in the book of Psalms that there is an analogy of the ants storing up for the rainy days. So, ganun din tayo, no? So, ako, quick tip lang, if you have at least 3 or 6 months worth of your monthly expenses saved up. So that pag nag-resign ka ngayon, habang naghahanap ka ng trabaho or naghahanap ka ng bagong negosyo, meron kang pampuhay sa pamilya mo, I think that's already prudent. No? So I think that's a prudent decision. In my case, when I resigned from my previous work and I didn't know what to do, Halo hasn't hired me at that time yet. I was a financial consultant still. But I made sure that before I did that resignation, I have savings worth, you know, some months so that I could feed my mom, and if anything happens to her, there's a fund that I could, you know, pull out from. So yun lang, no, I just wanted to get that out. Practical tip for all of our unboxers: if you want to transition to a new career, a new business, save up now. So how do you save up? Save up, sinabi ni Kirby kanina, have some side hustles. So guys, kung kayo rin, meron kayong mga tips, no, para sa mga taong nasa transition, please comment there in the comment section.
And normally naman, Burns, yung mga nagta-transition sa work is nakapag-apply na sa iba, di ba? Parang before they leave yung current job. So, hindi naman sila, ano, pwede naman yun, parang while
well,
you're...
Well, ako kasi hindi ako nag-apply eh.
Yes, yes. I mean... Yeah. Medyo ano yun, talagang... pero although may safety net ka, yun yung ano.
Oo,
yun
yes.
Yung ano. Pwede naman mag-apply sa iba. Wag lang kunwari pag girlfriend yung pinag-usapan, ha. Naghanap ka ng panibagong girlfriend, mag-a-apply ka sa ibang girlfriend. So hindi pwede 'yon. Sa work lang
kaya
applicable 'yon. Sa work lang applicable 'yon. Sa girlfriend hindi pwede 'yon. Kailangan talagang maghiwalay muna. So 'yon, yun yung ano. Yun lang may dadagdag ko diyan.
I didn't see that
coming. Hindi naman ganyan. Teka lang, iwawalayin ko lang 'yun, ha. Hindi naman ganyan.
Oo. Huwag ganun. Huwag ganun.
Did you wanna add to that thought, Kirby? Yeah, I'm sure, I mean, when you were a missionary, di ba? Parang, how did you transition?
There's a point where you feel a certain, parang ano, hindi naman siya depression. Hindi naman siya depression. But it's more of like a part where you're not, there's something lacking now. So you're doing something fulfilling. I was doing a missionary work. That was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. No. But I felt like God has also other plans. So I felt like a dip, no, parang a part where I feel like there's a desert experience. Yung mawawala ka, you feel lost, you feel down, no. But that point is a point of self-discovery. No, parang that si Christ, di ba, before he went into his ministry, he went to the desert for 40 days, di ba? The Israelites, before they arrived at the promised land, 40 years in the desert, just to solidify your identity at this point in your life, at this stage in your life. So I would translate transitions as a stage of life. Iba yung calling mo nung ikay estudante pa, no? Nung ikay single, iba din yung calling mo. Pag nag-asawa ka, iba na. Pag nagkaroon ka na ng apo, iba din. No?
Iba
so stage of, stages of life. But the state of life is the underlying thing. So we always transition to that. Pero ito yung pinaka-importante. Are you transitioning ultimately to be with God in heaven? You know? Mm-hmm. Yun talaga. You know, heavenward ba ang calling mo? No? Heavenward ba? So whatever decisions you make, don't tell it's right or wrong decision. Kasi minsan right decision, tapos hindi mo pinanindigan. You were not a good steward of that decision. And you weren't a good steward, suddenly sasabihin mo, I made a wrong decision. Alam mo, pag pinagdasal mo yan, kailangan mo rin panindigan. Kailangan mo rin, you want to make it work. So stewardship pa rin. And of course, pag hindi talaga plano ni Lord yan, no, I mean, ibabalik ka talaga ni Lord kasi mahal ka ni Lord. Ibabalik kasi sa tamang daan. No. So, one time I was supposed to be sent on mission to India. For the obvious reason, I look Indian daw. So I prayed about it, no? Tapos I said yes. No, and okay na. Then suddenly at almost na ipapadala ako, inassign ako balik dito sa Pinas. And I felt like, okay, Lord. You really love me. Ibinabalik mo talaga ako sa gusto mo. So I think you have to be confident with God's love for you. And that the decision that you make, God will also be part of that in molding you, leading you to where you're supposed to be. So, yeah, transitions. Dadaan ka sa disyerto, but ultimately, be confident with God's love for you. Dadalin ka niya to the best life possible.
Amen. 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 Go ahead, kuya.
No, no, real quick. Maganda kasi yung sinabi ni Kirby kanina sa broadcast, yung sa theology of work, yung support group, diba? And as men and women, we're called to fatherhood and pag women ka, motherhood. And sometimes, inisip natin, baka sa mga bata lang ito kailangan ina-apply. But it extends sa, ano eh, sa mga tao sa paligid natin. Like sa work din, if you're a man, you're also called to fatherhood sa mga kasama mo sa trabaho. Maybe it be a mentor dun sa mga mas bata na kasama mo sa trabaho. Ganun sa motherhood, you're called sa pag-nourish sa mga possible sa mga kasama mo sa trabaho. Be merry to them, di ba? So, I think that's another purpose na pwedeng ma-come up ng mga taong nagtatrabaho, especially dun sa secular world, the call to motherhood and fatherhood. Right.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
At a single moment, you always have to have a Barnabas and a Timothy. No? So, I mean, the one who guided Paul was Barnabas na sa simula, di ba? Tapos he showed the ropes, he gave in a good word to Peter. You know? So, but he also mentored Timothy and all these other young missionaries also. So, I think we have to look into that, no? When was the last time we talked to our Barnabas, no? Or we talked to our mentor? Or when was the last time that we spent time in sharing all our knowledge, no? So, si Burns and I, 15 years yung gap namin, no? He always calls me a mentor, but I learn a lot from Burns also. So, by helping out Burns in unboxing, he also makes me better. He makes me sharp because a lot of his virtues permeate into our conversations. So it's good, no? It's good to have a mentee, but it's humbling to have a mentor. Na talagang ako, I have si Paul Price. Shout out dyan kay Paul Price.
Hi, Paul. Kilala.
So talagang ako yung Timothy ni Paul. So I considered him always as my mentor, even way back in my Cebu days as a very young missionary.
Amazing. Cool. Thank you, Kirby, for sharing. And of course, all glory to God. And thank you, Kuya Jay, for that additional thought. Sabi ni Tito Lito, or ni Sir Lito, nakikitito, hindi pa kami close. Sorry po. The topic is very timely and relevant. I'm learning a lot. As a Catholic school head, I'm struggling since I have teachers who belong to other denominations, Baptist, Jehovah's Witness, and karuktong neto, no? And I wanna ask Kirby about this kasi missionary siya. I'm sure in many years, lagi niyang kausap itong mga ganito. So, paano daw po ang workplace kung ikaw lang ang Katoliko? Mas maraming secular, mas maraming anti-Catholic. Ano daw ang right response? Lalo na kung na-marginalize or na-ostracize ka na, sanity at dignity mo on the line. Hindi daw yan madali. And totoo naman, mas mahirap po sa mga kaibigan o ka-unboxing natin na OFW. So, Kirby,
yeah,
how do we
I think
deal with this?
The principles of dialogue should apply. And when I say dialogue, it's not about debate. It's about creating genuine friendships. How can you convince somebody about your faith kung kalaban mo? Do you think that arguments can later on convince that person? Diba? Like si Scott Hahn, diba? If you read his story, no, it was not because of arguments that he transformed into the faith. It was because of the Eucharist and because of his personal research. I don't know if you've heard anybody who has actually won over by our faith because of arguments. Parang, uy, grabe, na-convince ako ni Brother Burns sa kanyang magandang sinabi. Kaya lilipat ako. Maybe there are cases like that.
But I don't know either.
It's mostly friendships.
Yep.
Na naramdaman nila yung pagiging totoong Kristiyano mo, pagiging totoong Katoliko mo. Then suddenly, whatever you preach makes sense because it's seen in your life. So, right. if you're around different denominations, be a good Catholic, no? Be a good Christian. Then later on, you know, ito yung pinaka basic burns. Emanate the joy of the gospel.
Amen.
Di ba? Pag masaya ka, you're happy working, you're happy being with them, and they will ask, what is this joy that this person has? And they will find out, what do you believe in? I'm happy and I'm joyful because of God. Di ba? Yung accounts of Tertullian. No? So, makita how they love one another.
Right.
So, the mark of Christianity talaga is joy. The mark of true Christianity is joy. So, I think that is the best way to be around them. Be the best Catholic that you are. And let them be curious why you're so so happy about your life.
Yeah.
Even amidst the struggle.
Maganda yung sinabi ni Kirby kanina. Yeah. Sorry to cut you. Maganda yung sinabi ni Kirby kanina dun sa broadcast. Yung kakasimba mo lang ng Sunday, tapos pagdating ng Lunes, parang down na down ka, di ba? Parang hindi, parang hindi maganda na representation ng isang Catholic or Christian yon. So sometimes we can evangelize without evangelizing kung we are the mirror of Christianity sa Amen. People. So maganda yun. That's what I pick up from you, Kirby. Ang galing nung ano nung sinabi.
Yeah, let your excellence be the testament of your faith.
Amen.
Kasi Kirby, if you wanna convert people or convince people, and talaga you have to build your credibility by being a good witness. Kaya, you can be an eloquent speaker, but without witnessing your faith, no one will believe you.
What I experienced is hindi ako nakapag-evangelize na parang out of nowhere bigla akong sasabihin sa mga kasama kong secular yung ganitong bagay. What I experienced is when we talk about issues, kunwari may it be political or whatever, take the Catholic or Christian stand on the issues. Kunwari, when you talk about like yung the RH law or RH bill, I pray that may courage ka to take the Catholic stand and explain to them. Ito yung ano, ito ngayon yung time where you can explain the Catholic side without debating. Na ano naman ni Burns doon sa, ano, sa 10 tips to sharing the faith. So download that ebook without debating. Explain, take this the Catholic stand and explain why we believe what we believe in. So yun yung ano, yun yung that works sa akin without bringing up the evangelization. So yes, minsan kasi hindi naiwasan yun.
Oh, in fact, if you study how the priests are molded and formed, they have to have philosophy first before they do their theology. Diba? Kasi you have to learn how to reason. And you know what? The Catholic faith is the most reasonable faith. Of course, we have to believe in the virgin birth and all these dogmas, diba? But if you really read through the exposition of these truths, talagang it will make sense to us. So yung faith and reason dynamics na yan, it's very important that we train ourselves to not theologize right away. Kasi yung theologizing right away sounds like this. Eh sabi ni God eh. Eh sabi sa Bible eh. Eh sabi ni Pope eh. Yung ganun agad. So, ano ngayon kung sabi ng scripture, ano ngayon? It doesn't make sense. So, online, I see a lot of secular people who make a stand. Conservatives, no, Jay? Like you. Who actually make sense out of pro-life, the pro-life stance. Ang galing ng pagka-reason out. Now, but this takes a lot of practice, a lot of reading, a lot of information also to study. Challenging, very challenging. Mm. But yung talagang witnessing is at the foundation of it. Some are called and gifted to reason. Not everybody, but all of us are called to be a good Catholic, to be a holy saint, no? Of course, we fall into sin, but we avail of the sacraments, and you know, we just keep on improving and becoming better, and until we become fired up for our faith.
All right. Amen. Okay, we'll read one more question and comment. Kuya Jay, you might want to read this one.
Yes. So sabi ni Carlo Andrew Ighan, Brother Kirby, ang God-given talents mo ba can be applicable only in your different season, in your different season of your life. Example, if you are single, mas mami-minister mo siya sa mga concerned people. But if you are married, it might change your attention to your family and wife. Thank you so much for your insights and teachings.
Yeah. I mean, what is your stage of life, as I mentioned, and what are the immediate concerns that are surrounding you? So, as a single person, maybe you're thinking about saving for the future. You're thinking about helping out your other sibling na hindi pa nakagraduate. No, I mean, minister to your family first. No, kasi then you minister to others beyond your family. And it's not about being self-centered, but it's about giving yourself oxygen also. Then you give the, di ba, ganun sa aeroplano, you have to put oxygen, then really? You put oxygen on your daughter. It sounds a bit selfish, but that's how your companion will survive, by sustaining yourself as well. No, so I would say, number one, self-care is important, so that may panggagalingan yung ibibigay mo, isi-serve mo sa iba. Self-care, nagpe-prayer time ka ba? Nagme-mental health check ka ba? Nagpapahinga ka ba? No, are you enriching yourselves on a regular basis? Kasi pag burned out ka, paano ka makapagsilbi? No. Go 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 ra 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 ra. No. Mm-hmm. It's like playing music na puro lang jing 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 jing. No? So if you want to create a harmonious life, a melody, create rests in between.
Galing.
So it's instituted yan, di ba? You know, in a sense, Sunday, pahinga ka. It's the Lord's Day. Now, if you have that discipline, kahit gusto mo mag-work, you know, if you have that rest, a certain time of the night, na dapat ka magpahinga, the next day will be a blessed day. You'll have full energy. So, yes, mag-iiba ang ministry mo in a sense when you're single and when you're married. Mas may emphasis dun sa taking care of your family, definitely. Burns, wala kang mic.
You're muted.
Okay, I was so excited to thank Kirby for this wonderful time that he has given us in this episode. The Q&A will be a special episode on our Spotify broadcast. We want to thank Brother Bo Sanchez and the Abundance Network for giving us this platform to help us spread the message and advocacy of unboxing Catholicism. Once again,
may nag-comment. May nag-comment. Di daw malink yung link. Can't access the link of Fired Up Life.
Okay, subukan natin, no? Mga ka-unboxing, kung di man po natin ma-access, Kirby, could you tell us the link, the name of the website itself? FiredUpLifeStore.com, tama?
Yeah, FiredUpLifeStore.com, and you can just use the coupon unboxing, no, all caps.
Yes. No. Gumagana naman po siya. You can just try it.
Yeah, maybe you have to put HTTPS or something.
Yes.
But it's there.
So, unboxingcatholicism.com/firedup life. And we are so honored to have here with us Kirby Liaban, the creator of the Fired Up Life Advocacy. Siguro, last, you know, wrap-up thoughts, if you still have any, Kirby. Or ihuli natin si Kirby, no? So, Jay, and then me, and then Kirby. Go ahead, Jay.
So, gumagana yung website. I just accessed it kasi bala kang bumili ng libro ni Kirby right after this show. So, gumagana yung website. Anyway, guys, thanks Kirby for your wisdom, and ang dami ko natutunan. And yun lang, I'll buy your book. I excited ako sana sa content creation because I would like more people, more unboxers na mag-go into content creation. And ito yung isa sa mga call to actions ko. Because this is one way para ma-evangelize natin yung mundo. Kasi dati, nagpapakahirap pa yung mga tao na sumakay sa mga galleons, sa mga ships, para pumunta sa mga ibang kontinente. But right now, meron na tayo nitong technology na ito. And so, that's one of my takeaways, and I would like to ask everyone na jump in the water dito sa content creation. It's fine. Water's fine. So, excited ako sa next na guesting ni Kirby where we'll talk about that. Hopefully. Yeah. So, all right. So, that's my final words. So, Burns?
Amen. Ako naman, habang nagsasalita at nagkikwento si Kirby while he is trying to remind us of our fundamental vocation, I remember a very, very interesting Zoom call I had with an unboxer. So, this unboxer, I will not name her, no? Baka ayaw niyang ikwento ko yung kwento na ito. She's been watching our show for a long time already kasama ng mom niya who passed on recently. So, may she rest in peace. And in that Zoom call, by the way, she was on a Zoom call with our co-volunteers because she decided to become part of the Unboxing Catholicism family of volunteers. And you can do that, no? In our website, you go to unboxingcatholicism.com. Sa taas may nakalagay na volunteer. Then you can just, you know, sign up there and then we will notify you once an opportunity comes for you to join our team. And so, she joined this Zoom get-together that we had. And then I was struck by her kwento. Tanungin niyo ako guys kung ano. So, parang nagsasalita. Para tayo nasa... stage, eh, no? Sabi niya, alam mo, Burns, meron kang paulit-ulit na sinasabi noon sa podcast na hindi kita pinaniniwalaan eh. Pero alam mo, recently na-realize ko, tama pala. No, sabi ko, ano yun? Kasi sinabi mo sa podcast noon na lahat tayo pwede maging santo. Parang hindi ako makapaniwala doon sa sinabi mong yun. So I did more research. I read up on what it means to be a saint. And tama pala, hindi mo pala inimbento yun, hindi pala yun gawa-gawa na lahat tayo ay tinawag maging banal. At mga ka-unboxing, yung message po ng ating advocacy sa Unboxing Catholicism is to do more than apologetics. We are called to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. But as you will read in the 10 tips on how to defend the faith, it's a free ebook from us. And once you will read my book, hopefully matapos na siya. Ang sinasabi at sinishare po natin doon is, the best way to defend the faith is to live the faith. And the best way to live out the faith is to have a fired up life. And we are so grateful to have Kirby with us in explaining how the whole thing connects. And now we see the bigger picture of all the things that we're doing. So I hope you guys will help us spread the fire by telling everyone about all of the shows that we do here in Unboxing Catholicism, in the Jay Aruga Show, and also the Fired Up Life podcast. Alam nyo ba na may podcast din si Kirby? Pakinggan nyo po, i-binge listen ninyo lahat ng podcast episodes niya and go to his page, Fired Up Life, Kirby Liaban, Fired Up Life. He went live every single day. Right now, I think he has more than 500 episodes there. So panoorin nyo po lahat yan and get ready to enter a new beginning in your life as a Fired Up Catholic. And now, on to Kirby Liaban.
I'd like to invite you to go deeper into living out your life with passion. God has given you that gift, that passion, that calling for a reason. And I believe, you know, God wants us to honor that passion. So, I talk about living your life with passion. Just go to my Facebook. That's where I really bring out my message, Kirby Liaban, Fired Up Life. Alam niyo po, kung nasa TikTok din kayo, you will see one TikTok from me each and every day on how to exactly live a fired up life. I've posted like 300 TikToks that you can binge watch as well. You can go to my Spotify, just watch, listen to Fired Up Life, no? Dun, search mo lang dun. And you can also even go to my YouTube. My point is, huwag mong itago pag may regalo ka galing sa Diyos, pag may passion ka. Build it up and bless others with it. Always live out your faith, be guided by the gospel, and of course, be in communion with your fellow Catholics, fellow Christians. So, tuloy-tuloy lang. Never give up. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Kayang-kaya mo yan. Kung ano mang pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, whatever you're going through right now, God is with you, embracing you, holding your hand. And just trust in Him. Everything will be all right. God bless you.
Amen. Maraming maraming salamat mga kanboxing sa isa na namang gabi ng pagtutok sa ating programa. At katulad ng ating nakagawian, tayo po ay magtatapos sa isang panalangin. Brother Kirby, I know this is on the spot, but can we ask you to pray over for our audience tonight as we end this episode?
Let's come before our Lord in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we pray for our viewers tonight. Whether they're watching this live or maybe on replay, they are going through something in their life. They may be struggling. They may be doubting. They may be questioning. They may have fears. But Lord, we ask you to just give them the peace and allow them to find their passion and purpose in their work and in their ministry. All of this we ask in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey guys, I know nabitin na naman kayo sa ating episode ngayon. Don't worry, we would be right back here in Unboxing Catholicism. And if it is your first time listening to our podcast, I invite you to download the free ebook that has the 10 tips on how to defend the faith clearly without being preachy. Get it from www.unboxingcatholicism.com/starter guide. Until then, annyeong!